You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750, the play-by-play home of the USU Eastern Eagles.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM, live from the Auto Farm Studios on Football Tuesday, and we are counting down the days to the NFL Draft, just over 3 weeks away from it. Vinny, I know free agency's kind of died down a little bit. Still a couple of fascinating storylines out there, I guess, regarding free agency. But now that we're past the first, second, maybe even third initial frenzy, it's all about draft talk.
It's draft season. It is draft season. It starts, you know, right after the Super Bowl, the draft really picks up.
It does.
After free agency, it kicks into gear. That's all we're talking about now is draft prospects.
Yeah, and it's typically the same couple of guys. I try to stay away from that talk. I'm going to get tired about talking about where's Kyler Murray going to go?
Where's Nick Bosa?
Where's Nick Bosa going to go?
We see it every night. Path to the draft.
Exactly.
Every night.
Exactly. It's the same thing. I find these storylines much more intriguing, and we've done this for the last few years here on the show. We find guys that are fringe draft picks, and I love hearing their story, and we actually have one joining us right now over the phone. He played defensive tackle at Colorado University. Spent the last 2 years in the Pac-12. Javier Edwards, a defensive tackle. Javier, it's a pleasure to get you on the show today. I appreciate you taking out the time for us. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure to be on.
Yeah, it's fun to talk with you. I know there's so much to get into, and we'll dive right into it. You've spent the last 2 years at Colorado, and what makes this particular story, I think, so unique, you didn't have the luxury of skipping a level. You went from high school to junior college to D1 Pac-12 football, and now you're on the verge of being selected in the NFL draft in just a couple of weeks. So I like to say that your case is somewhat unique in that sense. You've seen it at all levels.
Oh yeah, it's definitely unique because, you know, not many people, you know, do the junior college route or want to do the junior college route. But so, you know, that does nothing but make me work harder and make me want to prove myself more.
You went to Blinn Junior College, and then you went to Colorado. So let me ask you this question first. The level in play from JUCO to D1, was that difficult to get, I guess, acclimated to?
Oh, yeah, it was. It was. Because, you know, in junior college, it's no holds barred, man. It's like you do what you want to do. So it's really like there's no rules. And going to the Division I Power 5, so much structure and everything. You have a tutor, you have this, you have that. You it's something to do every 5 minutes. From junior college where, you know, food's not good, just nothing's good about it. But that, just the structure is the biggest difference.
I know you and I have had conversations before, and I want to talk about your time at Colorado. Coach Mike McIntyre, who we've had here on the show multiple times, former head coach now at Colorado, how instrumental was he to your development and putting you in a position to get selected in the NFL draft in a couple of weeks?
Oh, yeah. He was a big influence on me because every single day he pushed me to be not only a better football player but a better man. He told me, Javier, when he came in, you overweight. You need to lose weight. You know, just to not only play football but to live, because when football is over with, you're going to be, if you're playing at 390, you retire from football, and you're going to end up being 400-plus pounds. You know, I'll be big as a house. So he told me, he motivated me and told me, hey, you get this weight down, and, you know, your life will be so much better. You'll be a millionaire. All you have to do is lose weight. And if you don't lose this weight, you won't start here. You won't play. And, you know, I took that personal as a challenge. And, you know, because at first, my junior year, I didn't really buy in. My senior year, I got all the way down to 334. So, and then I had to, you know, probably one of the best years of football in my life. And here I am, about to get drafted.
Javier, it's Vinny here. Talk to us a little bit about your journey in as far as, you know, your regional scouts talking to you during the season. They come to practice, they talk to you a little bit, then you go to, you know, an all-star game, you do your off-season training or postseason training, and then your pro day, which you impressed at. Talk to us about what the scouts approached you with, you know, what they like, what they want, what you need to improve on.
Coming from when they saw me during the season, you know, they were like, okay, that guy's a big guy, the size, you know, and he's powerful. Once I moved on to the NFLPA game, I saw they saw another side of me. They said, okay, he's big, he's powerful, now he's explosive. I was the first one getting off the ball. You can pull up the practice film. Scouts were raving about my get off. It was crazy. And then, you know, now after the pro day, they saw my athleticism. I can run, jump, hop, skip, or whatever they wanted me to do. And now they just wanted me to, you know, improve on becoming a better pass rusher. And that's something, you know, I've been working on since the season was over with, or even during the season. So the biggest thing right now for me is proving that I can be a pass rusher. Great interior pass rusher.
And then talk to us a little bit about, you know, your conditioning. You told us earlier when you got out of Blinn, you know, you were kind of, you know, a heavier guy. Coach was all over you. Where are you at right now, shape-wise, weight-wise, and how much difference has it made as far as losing that weight?
Oh, I'm at 325 now, and you know I'm in great shape. I feel my body feels good. You know I'm actually able to run a mile. I run a mile every morning now, and my conditioning level is going to be through the roof.
It's fantastic.
That's awesome.
It's fairly amazing. And I know that you did impress at the Colorado Pro Day. Your 40-yard dash time was 4.97, and you actually squatted 550 pounds. And Vinny and I were kind of marveling at those logistics. Following that Pro Day, you did pick up, I know, a lot of attention. There were NFL scouts there to watch this particular, you know, to watch this Pro Day. What were they telling you?
The thing they're telling me right now is, you know, you're ascending on draft boards, and you know we have to take your numbers into consideration, because you know it was guys that were projecting in the second round at the combine, and then after my pro day, you know I blew their numbers out of the water, and you know they're telling me they love my motor, my endurance, and my explosion, and how powerful I am. They're just amazed.
What do you have scheduled next? What's the next step now that you're past the Colorado Pro Day and we're about three weeks away from the draft? What's next for you?
This weekend, I have a workout with the Texans. I'm going to the local day. They want me to come in, meet the coaches, and you know do position drills and stuff.
And I know in talking to you previously, that's a place that you could see yourself playing just because it's somewhat home to you, right?
Right, right.
Any other situation you'd like to see yourself get into as far as the NFL draft and a particular team?
I would love to play with, you know, Bill Belichick. You know, that's a great organization. But not only them, I would love to play for, you know, the Tennessee Titans, Miami Dolphins. You know, they both have defensive coordinators that know what they're doing. And you know, they run a 3-4 scheme, and you know, I feel like I can really soar in that type of scheme. I can really do numbers. I can be great in those schemes. And also, another one I forgot about, the Chicago Bears, because, you know, Chuck Pagano's the defensive coordinator, and he was my head coach at the All-Star game, the NFLPA. And I loved his defense. I caught on his defense after 2 days. I loved that one. That's probably the best team I'd ever played in. So I think those situations would probably be the best for me.
Yeah, here on the show, we're Ram and Charger homers, and you didn't mention playing alongside Aaron Donald in L.A. with Wade Phillips.
Oh, I love to do that. You know, like I said,
hey, us Charger fans would like to see next to Joey Bosa too. So I mean, we're fine in LA. We need some defensive tackle help. So if the Chargers call, it'll make me perfectly happy, Javier.
I say, hey, they do that. I take up two blockers. Joey Bosa he'll run laps around the quarterback all day.
We'll take that.
And there's nothing wrong with living in SoCal, right? I mean, you could probably get used to that weather and that lifestyle pretty quick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I love L.A. You know, that coming from Boulder, Colorado, the altitude sucks. Very hard to play in. And then every time I went to California, it was like I can play all day. I never got tired. So I loved it out there.
Javier, before I let you go, I want to talk about those that have played a factor or at least influenced you in your game. So growing up, who did you try to model your style and your game after? Was there anyone in particular?
I tried to model my game after, you know, guys like Will Fortz, Warren Sapp. Guy that I watch a lot now is Marcel Darius. And Ndamukong Suh, because he was so mean and violent, and I feel like that's the way the game should be played, violent, and yeah, those are some guys that really, you know, had a big influence on me and how I wanted to play.
I think another question we can end with this. I'm always curious as to where these guys are. These guys that are selected, Vinny. Where are they watching at? Are they at home? Are they at the park? Where are they at?
Yeah,
right?
What's going on? Are they barbecuing?
Yeah.
Are they? Yeah.
Yeah. That I think that's always fun at the draft. So Javier, where are you going to be day two, day three of the NFL draft?
I'm going to be most likely be at home with the family.
All right. Well, hopefully you get a phone call and you're playing some football next year. Can't wait to hear your name called day two, day three of the NFL draft. Javier, it's been a pleasure to chat with you. I love the story. I love the fact that you've managed to get your weight under control and turn it into a positive and going into pro day at 325 when you were around four. I mean, that, to me, this is a phenomenal story. So best of luck to you. And again, thank you for taking out the time to join us today.
I appreciate you.
Vinny, fun story, and it's great to talk to a guy that, again, is fringe. I mean, we're talking fifth, sixth, seventh round.
And he's ascending.
That's a fun
cool.
story.
That is a very cool story, because you talk to a guy that he knew he had to make a change to make it, and his coach told him, you got to drop, it was 50 pounds.
Yeah.
And basically, you got to drop 50 pounds. You want to play football at Colorado, so... That's a great story, and I hope it is day two, you know.
I hope so, too. That'd be great.
I hope it is day two. It seems like, you know, even day three in the fourth, fifth round range, that'd be perfect. That's an awesome story and a dream come true to be drafted at any point. To be drafted by an NFL franchise is phenomenal.
Right.
So, yeah, very cool interview, great story, and I like the JUCO route. That's always a cool twist to it.
It's a nuance that gets overlooked. I mean, especially here in Price, we have a JUCO right down the street from us.
Without a football program.
Without a football program.
So we're jealous.
Right. Yeah, we're always talking JUCO basketball, but you know, not far from here, Snow College, they have a terrific JUCO program.
Yeah, they have a very good football program. So, yeah, that's a neat way to go about it, and good story. So good luck to him. Good luck to him.
We've got a break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. It's right here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.